en Somalie. Des lueurs d'espoir sont aussi apparues avec la résolution 1863 du 16 janvier dernier du Conseil de sécurité des Nations Unies.
Sheikh Sharif Sheikh Ahmed was warmly applauded at the summit's opening ceremonies, although he faces a difficult struggle to bring order to a nation considered a failed state for more than a decade. But Somalia is only one of many vexing issues facing this 12th gathering of Africa's leaders. There is a violent political unrest in Madagascar on the heels of recent military coups in Mauritania and Guinea, reminiscent of the days when power changed hands at the point of a gun. And there is an expectation that one of their own, Sudan's President Omar al-Bashir, might soon be indicted for genocide by the International Criminal Court. Moreover, many summit leaders were less than enthusiastic that Libya's strongman, Muammar Gaddafi, was elected as AU chairman. Mr. Gaddafi, Africa's second longest-serving ruler, took over from Tanzanian President Jakaya Kikwete, who had been the third consecutive democratically elected leader to hold the post. Mr. Gaddafi immediately pledged to work for establishment of a union government, an idea dismissed by his predecessor one day earlier. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon attended the annual Addis Ababa summit for a third year in a row. He told reporters, members of the joint AU-UN peacekeeping mission in Darfur would stay in the town of Muhajiria despite a Sudanese request that they leave.
I urge maximum restraint on President Bashir and have urged the JEM rebels to withdraw from the city to protect innocent civilians. UN peacekeeping forces in the city are there to protect the 15,000 IDPs, internally displaced persons, as per our mandate. We will continue to do our duty there, despite calls for the UN withdrawal by Sudanese government.
The UN chief offered a cautious endorsement of the formation of a national unity government in Zimbabwe.
While I have welcomed this, the decision of Mr. Changarai and MDC to join this national unity government, I still believe that this is an imperfect situation. I have urged President Mugabe to build upon on this new development of situation and try to make progress as soon as possible.
Mr. Ban told reporters he had called on President Robert Mugabe during a meeting to uphold human rights and democratic freedoms and promote national reconciliation, including the release of all prisoners arrested during the past few months. Zimbabwean representatives at the summit refused to comment on Mr. Mugabe's meeting with the UN chief. Mr. Ban also said he was meeting with the new Somali president, Sheikh Sharif Sheikh Ahmed, and said his election had given hope that Somalia's political process could move forward after 18 years without a functioning government. AU Peace and Security Commissioner Ramtane Lamamra told reporters he had received firm pledges from Burundi and Uganda that each would send an additional battalion to join the AMISOM peacekeeping mission in Somalia by the end of this month. That would bring the force up to a strength of more than 5,000 troops out of the authorized 8,000. Lamamra hinted he might have more troop pledges to announce before the summit adjourns on Tuesday. Peter Heinlein, VOA News at the AU summit site in Addis Ababa.